a gospel tract published by All Nations Gospel Publishers, called The Two Roads. Choosing the road. When we begin a trip to a place where we have never been before, we inquire which road we should take. We travel with our eyes wide open, and if we notice that we are on the wrong road, we turn around and look for the right one. Every day you and I are traveling through this world toward eternity, to a destiny that will never end, and which cannot be changed when we once arrive there. Do you know where you are going? Our guidebook. God, in His love and kindness, has given us a guidebook, the Bible, which shows us clearly the way to heaven. The quotations in this pamphlet are taken from this book. Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. Psalms 119 verse 105. The wide road. There are many people on this road. The gate to hell is wide and the road that leads to it is easy, and there are many who travel it. Matthew 7 verse 13. Most of them have their eyes closed. They do not know, or they do not care, that they are on the road to destruction. What you think is the right road may lead to death. Proverbs 14 verse 12. Their minds have been kept in the dark by the evil god, the devil, of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. The load. The people on this road are burdened with sin. Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence. Romans 3 verse 23. We cannot hide even one sin from God. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7. The loads are chained to their backs. You and I cannot get free of a single sin by our own efforts. The load gets heavier as time goes on, and sin pays its wage, death. Romans 6 verse 23. The lightning. The lightning in the picture represents God's judgment. Everyone must die once, and after that be judged by God. Hebrews 9 verse 27. Then I saw a great white throne and the one who sits on it, and I saw the dead, great and small alike, standing before the throne. Books were opened, and then another book was opened, the book of the living. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. Whoever did not have his name written in the book of the living was thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation 20 verse 11, 12, 15. The fire. Since God is pure and just, there must be punishment for sin. God's word tells us that there is a hell, a place of eternal punishment for those who do not obey God. The Bible says, they are going to end up in hell, because their God is their bodily desires, and they think only of things that belong to this world. Philippians 3 verse 19. But God is also a God of love. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants all to turn away from their sins. 2 Peter 3 verse 9. In His great kindness and love, He has made a way of escape for all who really want it. Do you want to find the way of life? The way of life, the Savior. Since we could not free ourselves from our sins, nor from the just punishment for our sins, God has provided a Savior. For God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not die but have eternal life. John 3 verse 16. God, the Heavenly Father, sent His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from heaven to this world. He lived as a man, but never sinned. He went about doing good, verse, healing the sick, curing the lepers, driving out demons, forgiving those who are sorry for their sins and teaching the people about God. But His great purpose in becoming a man was to die as a sacrifice for us all, to give His divine, sinless life and His precious blood to pay the penalty for our sins. He let wicked men take Him, whip Him until His back was covered with bloody gaping wounds, put a crown of thorns on His head, and finally nail Him by His hands and feet to a cross, where He hung in pain and suffering. Christ Himself carried our sins in His body to the cross, 1 Peter 2 verse 24. He died for you and for me. His resurrection. After 3 days in the grave, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He walked and talked with His disciples, and after 40 days He went up to heaven where He sits at the right hand of God. Romans 8 verse 34, a living Savior, with all authority in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28 verse 18. And so He is able, now and always, to save those who come to God through Him, because He lives forever to plead with God for them. Hebrews 7 verse 25. Heaven. Heaven is the place where God lives in all His glory. The Lord Jesus said, I am going to prepare a place for you. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. John 14 verse 2, 3. It is a marvelous place, where He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. There shall be no more night, because the Lord God will be their light. Revelation 21 verse 4 and 22 verse 5. It is a sacred place. Nothing that is impure will enter the city, nor anyone who does shameful things or tells lies. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of the Living will enter the city. Revelation 21 verse 27. There is only one way to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. John 14 verse 6. Salvation is to be found through Him alone. In all the world there is no one else whom God has given who can save us. Acts 4 verse 12. How to start the road to heaven. 1. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news. Mark 1 verse 15. 2. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, in prayer, just as you are with your load of sin, and ask Him to forgive you. He says, I will never turn away anyone who comes to me. John 6 verse 37. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11 verse 28. 3. Believe in Christ alone for your deliverance from sin. The blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from every sin. 1 John 1 verse 7. 4. He will give you a new life, eternal life. Christ said, whoever hears my words and believes in Him who sent me has eternal life. He will not be judged, but has already passed from death to life. John 5 verse 24. When anyone is joined to Christ, he is a new being, the old is gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. 5. You will have peace in your heart. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verse 1. The testimony is this verse: God has given us eternal life, and this life has its source in His Son. Whoever has the Son has this life, whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I am writing this to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you that believe in the Son of God. 1 John 5 verse 11-13. How to live the new life. 1. Read the Bible every day. Besides being a light for our way, it is food for the soul. Be like newborn babies, always thirsty for the pure spiritual milk, so that by drinking it you may grow up. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. Ask God to guide and teach you by His Holy Spirit, as you read. 2. Come near to God in prayer every day, praying in the name of Jesus. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7. 3. Speak to others about Christ. Go back to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how kind He has been to you. Mark 5 verse 19. 4. In temptation, call on the Lord. He can help those who are tempted, because He Himself was tempted and suffered. Hebrews 2 verse 18. 5. If you do sin again, confess it quickly to God. But if we confess our sins to God, He will keep His promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all wrongdoing. 1 John 1 verse 9. 6. Try to associate with other believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. My commandment is this verse: love one another, just as I love you. John 15 verse 12. 7. Always obey God. Whoever loves me will obey my teaching. John 14 verse 23. 8. Do not be afraid, for Christ is with you. I will never leave you, I will never abandon you. Hebrews 13 verse 5. 9. Give yourself completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him direct your life according to His will. In this way you will find true happiness. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you, and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books and tracts in more than 500 different languages, please contact us on info@angp.co.za.